Okay, tell me your name.
Miska Savage.
Where are you from, Miska?
From Holy Cross. I raised in Holy Cross since 1900. I was born in McKinley Mountain, way over. And we lived in the woods all my life. When I was a kid, my father was all hunter, you know, in the woods. No tent, nothing. I would live under the trees. That's where we lived when I was a kid. And we came over to Holy Cross 1900. Since that time, I live around here, down the river, and mostly in the woods. I live just to make a living. Cut wood, trapping. And then when I was alone, no more family, I moved over to Kusakrim, stayed about 20 years over there. And then I came over about 7 years now, I think, to Holy Cross. Since that time, I'm here yet.
What year were you born?
I couldn't tell you. When I was born, there was no calendar. Only my mother told me I was born in springtime, this time of year, about April, I guess. The way he told me is I was born when the squirrels, mountain squirrels, started to come out. That's the time he says I was born. So I don't know, we had no calendar at that time. Yeah.
What songs are you going to sing?
Oh, I don't know. I'll sing a ball song, I guess. Ball song, what they call, in olden time, they used to play ball, you know. Women and men go against each other, you know. So I'll sing that song.
Taught you that song?
Huh?
Who taught you that song?
Oh, we use for dancing and Eskimo dance, you know? Dance at the same time, this song. You want to hear another song? Mm-hmm. Love song? A fella, one boy, one girl lose his boyfriend. And that boy run away, you know, from her. And then she sang this. I don't know. Save it a little while. Jai Om Hone. that his girl boyfriend quit him. I mean, ran away from him.
Where's that song from?
Cushelquim. That's a Quim song. Around Crooked. Another one again from what I learned from Cushelquim again. I don't know what kind of song is that, but it's song anyway. But my voice no good, you catch me bad time. Matilala, matilala, alilala, matilala, alilala, matilala, iyo ho ho hale, iyo ho ho hale.
Song from?
Up the River song, somewhere around up river language anyway. Looks like around Nulat or somewhere else.
Love song?
Love song, yeah. You want another one? Love song, up river song again? Yeah, Cushelquim again.
And what's that about?
Huh? That's a mask dance, an Eskimo mask dance. Sometime kind of love song, you know. Yeah. Well, let me think first. Oh, vanga atawe laka ilawa hayayanga. Oh, vanga atawe laka hagnakatiya ma hayang eya. Hayang eyanga, hayang eyanga, hayaya.
Where's that song from?
That's from Paimute down here. Paimute, an old song. A kind of Mullymute song, they call it. Well, I made it from Paimute.
From
Paimute again, that an old song, like kind of Mullymute song again. But my throat is getting worse, no good. Song. That's what they make around the course.
What's that for?
Huh? For potlatch. That's for potlatch dance song. Yeah, that's good enough. I kind of. Nobody wouldn't believe it if I tell my life story. I had a lot of tough time. Really tough time I had my life. Work every day. That's why I didn't know how to go read and write. When we move here, 1900, they tell me to go to school. And my old man, that time they were living on wood only, selling wood, cordwoods, $5 a cord.
For steamboat?
For steamboat, yeah. When I go to school, I don't like to sit down on the table. And my old man working hard in the woods, trying to make a living. I know I can help. And I can help old man. So I ran away from the school and go to my old man in the woods. I'll try to, first time he scolded me, but then after that he never scolded me no more. Oh, every day like that. And I never go to school. They never tell me to go to school to no more. Mission go after me, but I never go. Because I want to help old man to make a living. $5 a quart. All winter long and springtime to be for fishing. And fishing time, we will go, of course, we go fishing down there, down the river here, to some 20 miles down here. Well, the Pondy, in summertime, big enough to work in the steamboat, I said, what's that to work? Every summer, 2.5 a day. Day and night, though, sometimes, 2-3 nights. Never sleep, just for 2.5. That was a tough life we had, the early days boys too. But we like it, we get used to it. And finally, I get married on Pymouth, 25 miles down here. And that summer they hired us from St. Michael's. They took 40 boys from Nulato, and they picked me up here too. That was for a railroad up there, rails coming in from outside by St. Michael's. So before the ship came in, they were on the strike. St. Michael's was on the strike. That's the first strike they had too in the last connection. I think that was the last one too, I guess. Oh, for a week, and then ship came in. Well, that's the time we get 4 bits an hour. That's a big money for us. We ask for 4 bits an hour. And that was a big money, we get it too. But lots of people got hurt on the marine rails. I got hurt in my feet too. I stayed there in Michael's whole summer, and the whole time I came up, I was doing not working at all. He kept me down there. Yeah, we worked like hell down there. And lots of people got hurt. Some of them, their fingers in her meat come out even from rails. And one bar sink. One rail slip out from on top. Go right through the barge. They bring it shore, but it sunk halfway. That was a tough. Well, that's all I tell you about.
That may have helped me.
Can you tell me your name?
No, I won't tell
you. What's your name?
Mrs. Dementov.
What's your first name?
Francis Dementov.
What is your name?
Francis Dementov.
Where are you from?
From Bethels.
And how long ago did you come to Holy Cross?
I came 1903.
How come you came to Holy Cross?
To come to school, go to the mission. And ever since then, I'm here. Then I got married 1914 and just practically glued here for bunch of kids.
What year were you born?
1895. No, I didn't know when I was born, but I go according to my baptism. So they count that.
How did you travel from Bettles to Holy Cross?
By the steamboat. There was a little steamboat. My stepdad had a steamboat and I came down on a white seal.
Can you tell me about mask dances that used to happen here? How did one village start to have a mask dance?
Well, all my life I was in the mission and I did not know, and I got married at 18. And then still I did not know what was a mask dance till one day the women were going to have a mask dance. So they asked me to join in. I said, I don't know how to dance. So they said, we'll help you. And so I said, all right. So I went to bunch of women were rehearsing. Oh, and then they told me, I'm a river woman, I have to dance an upriver dance. So I said, okay, I'll try. So we're all standing, trying to rehearse, and I was as stiff as a board. Then when old lady came behind me, grabbed my arms and shook it and said, don't be like a board. Make yourself just soft. So then I thought to myself, well, I should try like the rest. Well, the rest didn't do any better too, but they were just like me, all from the mission. And then when the time came, it was mask dance. Well, we were so scared, you know. We'd know how nicely, but we had an instructor, an old lady. So we dressed up, made our costumes with headbands with feathers and coat with fringe and bells on our waist, and try to disguise ourselves the best we can. We make paper mask, but mine had only one eye because the other one was so small. And that when it was time when the padlocks, we all lined up. It was about six of us, all greenhorns. Well, I thought to myself, oh, I'm at it, so I'll do the best of it. So I start in, when the drums start, we start in. We watch that our instructor in front of us. We watch her very close and try not to make a mistake. And she was only laughing at us because I guess we were so clumsy. But then we made out all right and the dance stopped, the curtain closed, and they holler some more, you know, they anchored. So we start in again. And this time fast, real fast, we were pouring sweat and we were just, oh, we didn't care no more. We just threw our arms and stamp our feet and everything. And then we got through. We were so glad because it looked like that singing was never going to end.
Where was the mask dance held?
Right here in this hall, our hall. It was just brand new. Right in the village.
Did you invite another village to come?
No, it was just between the men and the women.
In Holy Cross?
Mm-hmm. We women feasted the men. And that way, you know, the men take their turn to feast us after. We, like, exchange stuff, you know.
So did you give each other presents then?
Yeah, all kinds of presents. All kinds of socks and gloves, materials and all kinds of food, you know, ice cream, fish, anything. We let the children bring them in, you know, what we can't carry. The kids bring them in and then we pass it around, mostly to the older people.
How many days does the mask dance last?
3 days. You know, gradually it goes. First day is just a real big dance, but next day they ask for the best songs and we have to dance the best ones the second night. And the third night is just finish up, you know.
What kind of thing on the third night?
Oh, just gather up and it's all shake hands and it's finished.
Is there a potlatch every night?
No, once in a great, maybe once a year.
No, you said...
Oh, you mean what?
You said that you gave out presents.
Yeah.
Which night was that?
That's the first night. And the second night, again, you give some little things, and then you review the best dances. And the third day, usually you just make your partners eat. You know, you each have a partner and make them eat. All these 3 days you have to make them eat.
What time of day would it all start?
In the evening.
And then how long would it last?
Oh, till about maybe 11 o'clock or something like that. It all depends on how many songs they sing, you know, how many dances.
Were the men doing the drumming?
Mm-hmm. They help us out with drumming because the women don't know how.
You said you had partners. Does that mean each woman had a man partner?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And each man had a woman partner. And then they have to feed them.
How were the partners picked?
Well, if you want to make a new partner, you go and you pick your partner, you give them a shirt or a stocking, so that that's your partner.
Was the partner someone to whom you were obligated in any way?
No, you just pick anybody. Yeah, anybody. It doesn't matter.
And were they your partner just for that 3-day mask dance or for other things as well?
No, just for that time. But for the next mask dance, it'd be still your partner. You know? You keep on keeping your same partner. Supposing your partner move away or die, you get another partner. And some of them have 5-6 partners.
How many times a year would there be a mask dance?
Just once. Sometimes it's maybe after 3-4 years. It's not often.
Okay, when you say once, do you mean that the women would host the men and then the men would host the women, or just...
Not right away. The women will feast the men, and then the men will wait. At one time, they waited, about 10 years to pay us back. And now, 2 years ago, we feasted the men. We paid them back, you know. And now the women owe the men now. You know, the men paid right back, and so we owe them now. So we're just staying, nothing in the stores to give, you know.
How long ago was that last mass dance?
It was about 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm. And why is it called the mask dance?
That I couldn't tell you.
But you mentioned that you did dances wearing masks and being dressed up.
Yeah, masks, uh-huh. Maybe that's what they call, I don't know.
Did you wear those costumes for each 3 nights?
Mm-hmm, yeah. We have to. And some of them they use just overparking. Those expert ones, you know, they use overparking, the women. But the men, they really dance. And men, you ought to see how they dress. Even you have nylon socks and leather shoes and just, you know, something to laugh about.
Is there any certain time of year that it's usually held?
Usually like in the fall, when people have more stuff, you know.
What kinds of masks do people wear?
Us women, we use paper masks, cardboard, and we, you know, make eyes and nose and mouth too. But the men, they start to have those regular masks, you know, and they use that.
You mean wooden masks?
Rubber masks, you know, but it's no good. I never see any wooden masks.
Those paper masks, are they made to look like people?
Uh-huh, yeah. You paint them and everything, put rosy cheeks and eyebrows and everything.
Is the object of dressing up so that people won't recognize who you are?
Mm-hmm. That was my intention, because we were too bashful, you know. We're too clumsy in a way.
Is there singing to accompany the drumming?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, those men drum and sing same time. They really sing.
Do the women ever sing?
Yeah. When it's the men's turn, we have a couple of men drumming for us because we don't know how to drum. And then we do the singing. You know, few that I knew know that I just help on the rest, I don't know.
What are the drums made of?
I really don't know. It's something, maybe whale bowl or what? Or guts, whale guts. That's the way I heard. It's just a thin, thin skin.
You trade from the coast?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This John Anthony has a couple of them. Just recently got. Mm-hmm. You should look at them.